Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, Circle of Friends. We are here today on May the 17th, and we came to give God all the glory. We give him glory for everything, for waking us up this morning. We are so grateful that we are here today on this prayer line of Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. I just thank God for just giving us the grace to be here today. I just thank God for the grace just to wake up and open my eyes this morning. Heavenly Father, I am so grateful. I am grateful, Lord. I thank you. I give you all the glory and honor, Heavenly Father, for everybody that's here on this prayer line, Jesus. Lord God, we lift you up. We magnify you this morning. You are great and greatly to be praised, Jesus, and we just thank you, Lord. Lord God, we give you all the praise and glory and honor, Jesus. You said, enter your gates with thanksgiving and praise, and we are thanking you this morning, Jesus, for you are worthy, Lord. You are able to do exceedingly above all we can ask or imagine, Heavenly Father. So I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord. I thank you for salvation, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, I thank you for saving me, Lord God. Lord God, I thank you for loving me enough, Lord God, to save me and everybody, Lord God, on this prayer line, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you for that love, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you for the blood, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you for everything that you endured, Lord God, just for us, Lord God, to be saved, Lord God. And we just thank you, Jesus, Lord God. We are forever grateful, Lord God. Lord God, we give you the glory. Glory and honor, Jesus, Lord God, for you are great, Lord God, and greatly to be praised, Heavenly Father, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing in our lives, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for that new thing, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, you said you'll do a new thing, Jesus, Lord God, and we're excited, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for having given us hope, Lord God. We have hope in you, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, restore our hope, Heavenly Father, Lord God, our faith, Lord God. We have faith in you, Lord God, that you're going to do exactly what you said you'll do for us, Lord God. So we thank you, Lord. We thank you for saving our families, Heavenly Father, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord God, for saving our families, Jesus, Lord God. We thank you for salvation, Heavenly Father, Lord God. Lord God, there's some people, Lord God, we've been praying for so long, Heavenly Father, Lord God. We are praying, Lord God, that you would save them, Lord God, that you would give them a change of heart today, Lord God. Lord God, that you would lead them down the path of righteousness, Jesus, for your name's sake, Heavenly Father. Lord God, so we are praying for them, Lord God. Praying them into the kingdom, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We're praying for our families, Lord God. We're praying for our children, Heavenly Father, Lord God, saying, Lord God, cover them, Lord God, with the blood today, Jesus, Lord God. Cover each and every family member, everything that's associated to us, Lord God, associated to everybody on this prayer line, Heavenly Father. We ask you today to cover them in the blood, Lord God. Lord God, cover them in the blood of Jesus today, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for keeping the families together, Heavenly Father, Lord God. We thank you for the marriages, Lord God. Lord God, we praise you, Lord God, for, Lord God, just keeping the children, Lord God, today, Lord God. Lord God, as the kids are getting out of school, Lord God, and going through graduations, Lord God, we pray in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that they will be covered, Lord God, in the blood, Lord God. Lord God, cover it against accidents, Lord God, against overdoses, Lord God. There's a lot of kids overdosing, Lord God, on drugs, Heavenly Father, Lord God. There's fentanyl, Lord God, going around, Heavenly Father, Lord God. We bind that spirit today, right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Any drug abuse, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask you to cast it down right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Anybody going through alcohol abuse, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we know that you can give them strength, Lord God, to turn away from those things, Lord God, that are not like you, Heavenly Father, Lord God. So we ask you to break that addiction today, Lord God. Any addiction, Lord God, the pills, anything, Heavenly Father, Lord God. We ask you to break those addictions today, right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we pray for anybody, Lord God, that has depression, Lord God, that may be feeling downtrodden, Lord God. Lord God, they're feeling like, Lord God, nobody cares about them, Heavenly Father, Lord God. Lord God,
God, they may be feeling hopeless today, Lord God. We asking you today, Lord God, to restore the hope right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God, because we can do all things through Jesus Christ to strengthen us, Lord God. Lord God, so we ask you to restore the faith, Lord God. Restore the hope, Lord God. We ask you to break the depression right now, Lord God. Anybody that's going through right now, Lord God. Lord God, because we know, Lord God, that you loved us, Lord God, that you so loved the world, Lord God, that you gave your only son, Lord God. So we know that we are loved, Lord God. So I pray right now today, Lord God, that we bind that spirit of depression, Lord God. We bind that spirit of hopelessness right now, Lord God. And we ask you to, Lord God, release the spirit of faith, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, I pray right now, Lord God, for anybody, Lord God, that may be incarcerated, Lord God. Lord God, we pray for them right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, that you will give them hope, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. So we declare and decree today, Lord God. Lord God, we're praying, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, there's some people, Lord God, that has passed, Lord God, and we all have passed, Jesus, Lord God. So, Lord God, we're praying right now today, Lord God, that the past will not repeat itself, Lord God. Lord God, anything that we've been through, Lord God, in the past, Jesus, Lord God, I thank you for breaking that chain right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, that we're not going backwards, Lord God, that we're going forward in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, every obstacle, Lord God, everything that was placed in our way, Lord God, from keeping us from going forward, Lord God, I pray in the name of Jesus that you remove it today, right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, for you have given us a new day, a new thing, Lord God. You're going to give us a new name, Lord God, just like you did Abraham, Lord God. You gave him a new name, Jesus, Lord God. So we pray today, Lord God, that you give us a new name, a new path, a new start, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. On this day, Lord God, let this be the month of manifestation, Lord God, that we can manifest your glory, Lord God. Lord God, that we can manifest your power in us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. So we thank you, Jesus. We thank you today, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we pray for anybody, Lord God, that lost somebody, Lord God. Lord God, anybody, Lord God, is going through bereavement today, Heavenly Father, Lord God. We pray for them, Lord God, that your strength, Lord God, will keep them, Lord God. Lord God, we're praying for their strength in you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you mend their broken hearts, Lord God, that you mend the heart of Mr. Reggie, Lord God. And Lord God, my Aunt Betty, Lord God, and my sister Yolanda, and my sister Tony, Lord God, and so many others, Heavenly Father, Lord God, that's going through, Lord God, that Lord God is going through bereavement, Lord God. Lord God, just on this Mother's Day, Lord God, there's some people, Lord God, that didn't have their mothers, Lord God, that were heartbroken and missing their mother, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that you mend their heart, Lord God, right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you give them peace, Lord God. Peace, Jesus, right now, right now, right now, Lord God, because we know there's some things that we're not going to understand, Heavenly Father. And Jesus, I just pray, Lord God, that you just give them peace today, Lord God. Lord God, we pray for those, Lord God, that may be sick and shut in, Heavenly Father, Lord God. Lord God, that's sick, Lord God. Lord God, that has infirmities in their body, Lord God, or infirmities in their mind, Lord God. Lord God, there's some people with mental illness, Lord God. We're praying for them, Lord God. We're praying for their strength right now, Lord God, and their healing, Lord God, because we know that you are a healer and a way maker, Heavenly Father, Lord God. So, Lord God, I just come to you today, Lord God, lifting each and every person, Lord God, up right now and asking you, Lord God, to administer grace in their life, Lord God, administer peace in their life right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. For you are worthy, Lord God. You can do more than we can ask or imagine, Lord God. So I just thank you today, Lord God. I thank you, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we just pray, Lord God, for answer prayers, Lord God. Lord God, you said the prayers of the righteous availeth much, Lord God. So Lord God, I pray, Lord God, that these prayers, Lord God, that you will answer these prayers, Lord God. Lord God, we seeking you for others, Lord God. We standing in the gap for them, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, I pray, Lord God, for their healing, Lord God. I pray for their healing, Jesus, Lord God. I pray for their peace right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. So I thank you, Lord. You are worthy, Jesus, Lord God. I thank you, Jesus, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for this hour of power of prayer, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that we can just come to you, Lord God. We can come to you, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, you said those that come to me that would a heart that's heavy burden, Lord God. We can cast our cares on you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, that you don't let us struggle, Lord God, by ourselves, Lord God, that we can come to you with everything, Lord God, that we can cast our cares and our burdens on you, Lord God. Lord God, you are just a healer and a way maker, Lord God. And I just thank you, Lord God, for caring for us and loving us, Lord God, that we don't have to carry it away by ourselves, Lord God. Jesus, that you, Lord, you, Jesus, Lord God, you help us, Lord God. Lord God, you're always by our side, Lord God. You never leave us nor forsake us, Jesus, Lord God. And so I thank you today, Lord God. I thank you for you are all powerful. You are all powerful, Heavenly Father, Lord God. So we thank you, Jesus. We give you all the glory and honor this morning. And, Lord God, we praise your holy, holy, holy name. So I just want to thank everybody that's here on the prayer line today. And I just thank God for each and every person that's here. And today I'm going to read something that I was reading last night. And it's from Isaiah 43:18-19. And it says, "Behold, I will do a new thing. Now shall it spring forth, shall ye not know it? I will make a way in the wilderness, in the rivers, in the desert." And that's from the Translation Bible. So I'm going to read another version. Well, we're just going to read that one right now. So that is Isaiah 43:19. He said, "Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will make a way in the wilderness and in the rivers in the desert." So we just thank God today for opening doors and making a way. He said he's going to make a way in the wilderness, in the wilderness. In the wilderness is just so far out and just nothing around it. God said he will make a way where there's nothing around. He can make a way where we can't even see it. He can make a way. He will make rivers in the desert. We all know that the desert is like a dry place. He said he can make a river in the desert. So we just thank God because nothing is impossible for him. Nothing is impossible for God. He can do all things. He can do all things. He's all-knowing. Omnipotent. And so we just thank God today for just opening doors and making a way, because God is going to do something new. Let's let go of all the past mistakes, everything that's in our past, the things that was holding us back. God is going to make a way. We don't have to worry about the past, because he said he's going to do a new thing. He's going to new thing. We all have been hurt. We all have had regret, but we're not going to let that regret and that past mistakes affect us today, because God said he's going to do a new thing in our life. He said he's going to do a new thing. He's going to make a way in the desert. He's going to make rivers he's going to make a way in the wilderness and make rivers in the desert. So we just thank God today that we don't have to be in that place that we was. We don't have to worry about our past, because God is doing a new thing in each and every one of our lives. And we don't have to worry about past mistakes. We don't have to dwell on it no more, because we are able to let it go, because Christ said that he would do a new thing. He's making a new way for us. So I just thank God today for the new things that he's doing in each and every one of our lives and the lives of those that's associated to this prayer line. But we don't have to worry about the past, because sometimes our past can hold us there, and it won't allow us to see what's going on in the future, because God is doing something new, a new thing. He said that our former will be better than our latter. He said that what we have, what he has for us, is so big and so great that it's better than whatever we experienced in the past. So we're going to come together and thank God today and praise him for this new thing that he's doing in our life. Amen.
Amen. And we do know that God said the latter will be better than the former. So just, you know, I know that you're sharing that that's what. Yeah, I know you're doing a great job, though. But thank you so much, and we're praising God right now. Hallelujah, Jesus, glory to your name. We just bless you this morning. We magnify your name, Lord God.
We thank you, Jesus, Lord God, for doing a new thing in our life today, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for doing a new thing in the lives of our family, Lord God, and our children, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, that we don't, our past will not define us, Lord God. Lord God, because you're doing a new thing in our life, Lord God. Lord God, that we don't have to dwell on the past, Lord God. Lord God, we let it go today, Lord God, because you're doing a new thing in our life, Lord God. Lord God, thank you for this new anointing, Lord God. Thank you for this new grace, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for the new mercy, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Thank you for doing a new thing in my life, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for making a way in the wilderness, Lord God. Thank you for making a river in the desert, Heavenly Father, Lord God. Thank you for restoring my soul, Lord God. Thank you for restoring the souls of everybody on this prayer line, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for being our Redeemer, Lord God. Lord God, that we don't have to dwell in the past, Lord God. Lord God, we don't have to worry about any mistakes, Lord God, because you're doing a new thing, Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Lord God, that we can see the goodness of Jesus Christ, Lord God. Lord God, we can see your mercy, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for doing a new thing, Lord God. Lord God, help us to understand and be able to see it, Lord God, that we don't miss it, Lord God. Lord God, that we don't miss out on our blessings, Lord God. Lord God,
Lord God, you're going to make a way in the wilderness, Lord God. Putting everybody on this prayer line, Father. Lord God, you're going to open, Lord God, doors, Lord God. You're going to make rivers in the desert, Lord God. We thank you today, Heavenly Father, Lord God. We give you praise today, Lord God, for the new name, Lord God, for the new path, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, anoint me today, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, that I can receive, Lord God, every breakthrough, Lord God, that you got for me, Lord God. I want to receive every breakthrough that you got for me, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, make a way, Lord God. Make a way, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, make a way in my life, Lord God. Right now, Lord God. Lord God, make a river in the desert for me, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we need you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus,
Lord God.
Thank you, Lord God. We worship you, Lord God. We
Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ever endure
No,
Praise your name, God. All of everybody, we pray for you. We say, I thank you. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. We praise you for a good feeling this morning, Lord God. Thank you for such a glory to God. We praise you. Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Yes, sir.
Good morning, everybody. See, and yes, I thank God for just the blessings that he continues to bring into our lives. Thank you for praying for my grandson, Abraham, yesterday, and thank God for his recovery from the stomach virus. We just give God praise for that, you know, another answer to prayer.
Thank you, Jesus.
So, yes, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. It's all right to praise him.
Hallelujah.
Praise his name. Yes, Lord. We thank you for that today, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. And then also, I want to pray for Tony, who was in an accident. He got hurt. His hand needs to have some surgery this week, so we pray that that will be successful. He needs to be delivered from drugs also. We also want to pray for Edward, who has bone cancer. And then Edward has three sons who have what they call brittle bone disease. So we want to pray for the healing of these sons of his. Praying for Rowena that will be comforted because, you know, Edward is her brother and she's going through mentally because of what he's going through. So we just pray for her peace today. And just pray for all of my nieces. Several of my nieces and nephews, seems like most of them are either using drugs or alcohol. And they need to be delivered from that because that's just not good. So just pray for that. Also, my brother, I heard that he stopped using drugs, so that's the answered prayer. So let's just give God praise for the lift. And one other thing I want to say, I thank you for praying for Althea, my sister. She has gotten herself a job, which she called herself gambling as a way of making. So I pray that she will stay away from the gambling tables and, you know, maintain her job and not fall off from doing that. So just pray for Althea that she will keep her job and also receive Jesus as her Savior because she needs to be saved too. Thank you for that. Amen.
Yes, you
are. Amen.
Amen. Good morning. This is Sister Yvonne. I want to pray for my niece Tina to get her a job that you have, and that she could take her daughter to school and be able to pick her up and get her a job to help pay her bills. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
This is Sister Gladys. I have one more prayer request. My granddaughter, Ebony, she showed us a picture of that where they did a sonogram, and the baby has grown. It has gotten bigger in the womb right now. And so I thank God for a healthy womb that will, hallelujah, be strengthened right now, God, in the name of Jesus, while the baby is developing in her womb. And I just thank God for that. We saw it, and our hearts were so joyous, and she was so happy. So I just thank God for that, for a healthy womb, and that she's healthy. In Jesus' name, amen. It's okay.
Amen.
We give God the praises, glory, and honor for a healthy womb, and also for my daughter, because she her, and now it's, you know, it came on upon my daughter. So that generational curse is broken in the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Father.
Amen.
Jesus.
Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Good morning. Good morning, Pastor Celestica here. I'm asking prayer for Tine. She was in labor last night. I don't know if she has had her baby yet. So for prayer for her and her newborn baby, I believe, that they are both in good health. And also prayer for my children, their protection, guidance, and making good decisions and being good towards the resources God gives them and blessing them with. And continue praying for me for wisdom on my little project I'm doing in Zimbabwe. I'm going to the next stage of this project. And I just need the responsible, trustworthy contractors to me, you know, who are honest and do the right thing. Thank you. And I too feel good, Sister Mary. I feel very, very good. Praise God.
Amen. God.
Amen.
Thank you. Answer to prayers for wellness.
I want to pray for Cleveland. The guy called. He's been living on the street, and he's been seeing somebody at a place. Guess what? 12-block place. Well, I guess mental issue, and they have put him in a. Guy, he ended up with a voucher, so now he got to find a place that have availability. So they put him in a hotel, and he's on drugs. So let's pray to God, get him free from drugs so he won't lose in the place that he's staying in and get it in abandoned houses so that he can get his place and get his life back on track. So let's pray for Carl to be set free from the drug addiction. I finally talked to him yesterday, and he had done some yesterday, and ain't no way he's going to stay in that hotel and end up smoking in there. He's going to get put out. So let's pray that God set him free.
Amen. 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 Did I hear Sister Lucinda? I think I heard her voice.
Good morning. This is Sister Lucinda, and my prayer request is about my friend Andrea and good results as she goes through a doctor screening, please. So thank you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Okay. All right. Well, we have quite a few requests this morning, praise the Lord. So I believe it's a good time for us to come in and pray for these requests. And if you have something that you didn't say, just go ahead and pray it out because God knows all things. Amen. Praise the Lord. So, Lord God Almighty, in the name of Jesus, we are praying right now.
This is the day with me. We don't know what tomorrow you do. We praise you. Thank you,
And that you are to deliver the Lord God in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, and God, O Lord God, come forth, O Lord God, and hold our spirit in the spirit, come before you, O Lord God, and the rest of their lives, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God,
being in the midst of us, O Lord God, as we pray,
we have surrendered all to you,
O Lord God, and the 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 Lord God,
Keep them safe, Father God. Cover them with the blood. Amazing.
Lord God, around praise. Lord God, God, we just pray for them. They need it right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord God, that they are covered.
Brother John, oh Lord God, and salvation, oh God.
They may not enter any span, Lord God, on off of the span, oh God.
In your mercy, God.
God, give them a renewal in their mind and their spirit, Lord God, to do good, to do good, oh God. Love, Lord God, one another, love God, oh God, in Jesus' name, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God.
Okay,
we pray, Lord God, for those that are watching the
blessing
of God. We pray healing, Lord God.
The Henderson family, Lord God, children,
Thank you, Father.
You are so good.
Lord, this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Glory, glory.
Thank you, Lord. So we thank God today for these prayers, the fervent, effective prayers of a righteous man availeth much. And that includes all of us. So I'm grateful today for, I was just thinking on yesterday how Sister Chris, she brings so many wonderful topics to encourage us to just hold on to God, to look to him for the change we need in our lives. Each and every one of our facilitators has a special way of encouraging us and helping us to go into the places where God would have us to go into. And so we're grateful for each and every one of our facilitators and everybody who's here. We're glad that you're here today, and each and every time that you come, we're grateful for your presence here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. So as we are leaving this morning, I cover and seal all prayers with the blood of Jesus, and I make my declaration and I decree for every brother and sister in Christ that every evil and wicked word that has been spoken against us, every spell that may have been sent our way, we reject those spells from each witch, warlock, and wizard. We're not ignorant that these people have some power, but we have the power to tread on serpents or on scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt us. So we're rejecting these words that have been spoken against us. They shall not come to pass. We send them back to the sender because we are covered by the blood of Jesus. I decree today that we see our breakthrough today, whatever it might be. And I decree that we have been sanctified, made holy by faith in God. I decree today that the Lord has given us power to get wealth. Businesses flourish more than we can ask or think. Some will receive millions of dollars, some hundreds of dollars, some hundreds of thousands of dollars, some thousands of dollars. And according to your faith, so be it done unto you. In the name of Jesus, I decree that we have on the whole armor of God. I decree that we are blessed and cannot be cursed. I decree today that we resist the devil and he flees from us. I decree that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against us in judgment is condemned. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper and we live in continuous abundance. I decree that we continuously humble ourselves and pray, and we seek the face of God and we see the things come to pass that we're believing God to do. So I thank you all for just being here, and I want you to know that I love you so much, and I thank you for loving me back. Thank you for loving yourself, your family, your friends, and your foes. Continue to spread the love of God wherever we go, and people will be drawn to him as a result of that. So let us go in the spirit of Elisha and Jehu. That is the spirit of zealousness for the things of God. Amen. Come back tomorrow. Bring somebody with you. Let them know what we're doing, and let them know that they too can be blessed and be a blessing for someone out there. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there that has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, he was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, a love offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 1698 Carroll Lay Drive. The street is spelled C-H-E-R-Y-L. Second word is L-E-I-G-H Drive. That's 1698 Carroll Lay Drive in the city of Riverdale, Georgia. Zip code 30296. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log in to blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-POUND. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous session, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.